The number of bald eagles nesting in Massachusetts has been soaring in the last several years. It's a remarkable comeback for our national symbol. The bird disappeared from Massachusetts just after the turn of the 20th century. A state program began in the early 1980s to restore the bald eagle population. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Mass Wildlife ornithologist Andrew Witz.
So we monitor the nesting population of eagles rather than the wintering population. So we're talking about birds that are nesting in Massachusetts between, they start in February, they complete around August or so. So birds around during that time. This year, the summer of 2018, we documented 76 nesting pairs. So that's throughout the state of Massachusetts. Densities are highest along the Connecticut River, where there are about 15 nesting pairs from within the Massachusetts borders there on the Connecticut River, and then the Quabbin Reservoir as well, which has about 11 or 12 pairs.
And how does this compare with what you've seen in past years?
Yeah, so just to put it in some historical context, bald eagles were extirpated from Massachusetts in the early 1900s. So the last documented nest was in 1905, and that was out on Cape Cod. They were extirpated as a nesting bird for a couple of reasons, primarily habitat loss, the felling of the mature forest and the tall trees along waterways. Also, the polluted waterways affected their prey base of fish, so that caused them to decline, and they were actually directly persecuted by people. They were thought much more of to be vermin, which is very different than how they're perceived today. But they were shot at because people thought that they were a threat to livestock and even small children.
They were reintroduced into Massachusetts, and this wasn't just a case where they came back on their own, right? There was they got some human help here. Can you talk about that?
That's right. Yeah. So DDT hit the scene in later in the century, and that really did a number that was devastating to the population of eagles across the lower 48. So nationally, their numbers were very low, although DDT was banned for use in the country in the early 1970s. Habitat was coming back. Waterways were getting cleaner. The habitat was there. The stage was set, but there just weren't many birds to come in on their own to recolonize. So in the 1980s, specifically between 1982 and 88, the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife moved forward with a reintroduction program for bald eagles. So this involved getting young birds from the nest from other places. Two birds came in from Michigan and the rest from Canada. And bringing them, we brought them to the shoreline of the Quabbin Reservoir, where there was an artificial nesting structure that was built for them. These young birds were put in the nest, fed there, you know, with limited contact with people to keep them as wild as possible. And then released once they reached fledging age, or the time when they could fly on their own. And for a while, they were continued to be fed as young birds, much like, you know, adults would feed their fledglings for a couple of months after leaving the nest. The division staff tried to do kind of the same thing by leaving fish out on the shores and things like that. So in total, between 82 and 88, we brought in 41 juvenile bald eagles. By 1989, that was our first actual documented nesting in the state. We had two nesting pairs in 1989. The numbers grew gradually, slowly, but gradually early on, and now we've hit a phase where they're growing much more rapidly. Each year now, it seems, as birds kind of spread across the state and increase in densities, that we have a new record number of nesting birds every year. So this year, 2018, we documented 76 pairs of nesting bald eagles in Massachusetts. And we know there are more out there. There are certainly pairs that we don't know about. So 76 is kind of a minimum number. There's probably 12 or so more in addition to what we know about. And we expect this increase to continue for some time. It'll certainly level off, but there's habitat out there. There's quite a bit of unoccupied habitat that eagles can put territories on. So we expect numbers to continue to increase into the near future before leveling out and stabilizing.
And if people see an eagle, you would like to hear from them, correct?
Yeah, in many circumstances. So we're mostly interested in the nesting birds. And there's so many of them out there that we don't have, the agency doesn't have the resources to kind of go out and proactively look for eagle nests. They are state listed under our Endangered Species Act, and we do protect them, but we don't have the resources to go out and just kind of look broadly to look for eagle nests. So we heavily rely on observations from the public that come into our office of eagles exhibiting some kind of nesting behavior or an actual eagle nest, something that's going to tie it to nesting. When I say kind of nesting behavior, primarily what I'm talking about is birds carrying sticks or some kind of natural material to a nest site. And that can be happening, you know, right now at this time of year in December. In fact, since we've, just the last couple of days, I've heard about a couple new potential nest sites for eagles in Massachusetts based on people reporting eagles carrying sticks. So that's kind of what we're interested in. If people observe eagles in the winter time, that's less informative for us. Eagle observations in the summer is good to report as well, because in the winter we have a lot of birds that aren't necessarily nesters in Massachusetts. They're Canadian birds or from other areas that have come down, that have moved south for the winter. By April, those birds have returned to Canada. Our nesters are on territory. April, May, June, July, those months, we do encourage people just to report observations of adult birds, which may lead to new nest sites.